Addressing the breakfast crowd, Sam Clovis jokes about all the competition in the race.
So right now we have a basketball team, and I think we even have the start of a bench.
He's right. Depending on how you count, there are at least five people running.
We may get up to eight-man football before we're done, and eight-person football. Let's be careful there.
That's a reference to the lone woman in the contest so far, State Senator Joni Ernst.
We had a lot of opportunity for people to get into this race and chose not to get in. And so it's left the field wide open.
For Clovis and the others to compete to run against Democrat Bruce Braley in the general election. Clovis called Braley more liberal than Tom Harkin. But we had already heard that from candidate David Young. Clovis says other themes will also repeat.
As we have to cut taxes, we have to stop spending, we have to do all of those things, uproot Obamacare, rip out Dodd-Frank. You're going to hear that from everybody.
And longtime Republican activist and one-time Republican National Committee man Steve Roberts agrees.
And I think generally you're going to find the same sound bites from all of them. The state of the Republican Party is right now that you've got to be orthodox to get through the primary.
So Clovis touts what he calls his statesmanship, leadership, and stewardship, and he suggests he's a fresh face since he's only been in politics now for 3 months. Polk County Republican activist Daryl Carney emcees the Breakfast Club. Carney thinks Clovis communicated well.
And, you know, when you've been in radio as many years as he has, and you have to face an audience every day, and you have to have something to talk about every day, you better know what you're talking about, or you're not going to be on the air very long.
Carney says the field may narrow as some candidates fail to raise enough money to compete. Carney says there are rumors that still more candidates will be getting into the race. Steve Roberts names names.
But people like David Fisher, state co-chairman, who's thinking about it, Drew Ivers, Bob Vanderplatz, that all could get in. Ron Roberts.
Drew Ivers ran Ron Paul's Iowa campaign. Bob Vanderplatz is a leading evangelical. And former state senator Rod Roberts also has some evangelical bona fides. Steve Roberts says the field could clear if social conservatives get behind one candidate.
Some would say that the possibility of Bob Vanderplatz coming in late could kind of quiet that field, but who knows?
And Roberts says the more crowded the race becomes, the more likely no one will get the required 35% of the vote, and a Republican convention would name the winner. In the meantime, Daryl Carney is booking more Breakfast Club speakers.
I think next month, our Senate candidate will be Mark Jacobs.
That's the former Reliant Energy CEO.
And then the month after that will be State Senator Joni Ernst.
And beyond that, Carney says, I'm not sure where we are. In Des Moines, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.